Hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. Welcome Libra season. Thank fucking God. Don't get me wrong, like I said before, and I've been saying it over and over again, Virgo season was a very, very good season to me. We had our Break Free and Joshua Tree event in Virgo season. I had a lot of opportunities come into play in Virgo season. Never felt better in Virgo season, but like I've said this over and over again, Virgo with me and Jay has an expiration date on it. You can only spend a certain amount of time relishing in Virgo season before you realize it's time to get the fuck up and get the fuck on. Virgo does not want you to overstay your welcome, and believe me, I thought since Virgo was being nice that they wanted me to stay just a little bit longer. Was I fucking mistaken? I'd been telling Jay over and over again that we were not going to leave Virgo season unscathed. I knew some shit was going to come into play. Well, Virgo season allowed me to have a really great event. Also brought in, like I said, great opportunities. It also cleansed the living shit out of me when it comes to personal issues that are going on in my personal life. The very last week and a half of Virgo season, that bitch decided to bite back and hit me where it usually hits me at. And this is physical symptoms. Let me just tell you, millennials, something. Hold on to your beautiful fucking bodies right now. Enjoy what the fuck you have. Eat the right foods. Take care of yourself physically, because when you get to be my age, shit starts acting up at the last fucking minute or just out of nowhere. And that's exactly what happened at the end of Virgo season. My right foot, which I always have issues with, Jay's sister and Jay make fun of the way that I walk. I'm pretty sure everybody makes fun of the way that I walk. They talk about me walking on my tippy toes and walking as if I'm wearing high heels. I don't notice it. Apparently everybody else does. So when I told Jay's sister that the top of my right foot, right underneath my big toe, was sore as hell that I could not move. I'm telling you right now, I have to walk on the side of my right foot and apply pressure on my left foot. Well, with all that being said, now my left foot is like, bitch, there's too much weight on this motherfucker. Do something. And if anybody knows me, I am not a stay in bed type of person. As much shit as I talk about being a Taurus and wanting to stay in bed all day and not do shit, I start to get cabin fever. So for the last week, I've been taking it easy. I've been doing appointments from bed, not overextending myself, not going out of my way to get up on my feet and walk and go do personal readings in person, but just doing it from the comfort of the house. It has been a fucking pain in the ass. The pain is just relentless on my right foot. I promise to get over all this stuff. I just want to tell you what Virgo season does to me, and that maybe you can understand why I'm at arm's length when it comes to Virgo. But yeah, right foot started hurting, left foot is starting to hurt now. Jay also was not immune to the bitch of Virgo. He got bit by a spider or some sort of mosquito, and his left knee is inflamed almost 3 times its size. It's almost the size of his fucking head. I'm like, what is happening to us? So that's where we're at. I could not wait for Libra season to come in. I am feeling the energy of Libra season. I am so glad it's here. I'm going to get into all this great stuff on today's episode, but I just had to share this with you to let you know why I've been kind of MIA when it comes to social media, why I'm not responding so fast on my DMs. I usually hit you guys back up right away. I have been trying to take it easy and trying not to bitch and complain, and definitely trying not to go to the doctors to take care of this, because I know how this works and I don't want to be pumped up with a bunch of meds and have to hear some asshole who probably knows as much as I do when it comes to my foot tell me what I should be doing. So yes, I'm going to go ahead and bring Jay on right now. We're going to get the show started. But that's my rant for this episode. What is going on, Jay?
Nothing much.
Horrible. Can you fucking believe this shit?
I know.
I had to explain that because I wanted people to realize that, again, I love Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
We love Virgo.
Yeah.
But it has an expiration time with us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We can only spend a certain amount of time with Virgo before that bitch decides to kick us out of bed. Right?
Yeah.
I was just telling everybody that I've kind of been down and out for the last week.
Maybe 2-3 weeks, actually.
Well, no. We had the week before with the event. So
but you had, like, the skin thing with the sun and your foot.
Yeah. Physical conditions about 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah. But this last week is more... Don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in bed. Don't get up and do things unnecessarily. Take it easy. Prepare yourself. I honestly feel this is part of my transformation as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because the sun poisoning, in its own weird way, And I've been noticing this, and you guys are going to think I'm fucking weird Silence of the Lambs style. But after that sun poisoning left my body, what it does is it, God, I know it sounds so gross, but it really, really bubbles up my skin, and then the skin starts to peel off and flake. Well, flake and peel off. And new skin emerges, and my skin on my chest and my stomach is so fucking soft. I can't stop touching it. And my arms have grown new skin too. So I honestly feel, again, as weird and maybe as metaphysical or woo-woo as it sounds, the transformation with the physical stuff, maybe I needed this.
You're shedding like a snake.
Yeah, maybe I needed to readjust my, I don't know, my fucking posture for my foot to be acting up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So your mosquito bite?
It's crazy, right? It's purple now. The swelling went down, but it still itches so much.
Yeah. So during this time, like I said, we need to take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do something that's going to potentially land me in the hospital mm-hmm. or have to delay my recovery,
mm-hmm.
like overexerting myself. I did do that yesterday, though. I did decide that I had cabin fever and that I was going to get up and do some errands. I thought I was going to fucking die. That was a workout in itself.
It was.
We went to Target. We went to Trader Joe's. We also went to...
take care of the car.
To take care of the car. And I was up, getting up and walking around. And by the time we got home, my foot was swollen so fucking bad. And I thought I was going to die. But today, believe it or not, I think I needed to work it out.
Uh-huh.
It's feeling about 70% better.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I can apply a little bit more pressure on it, but I don't want to spend the whole episode going in on my physical shit.
Uh-huh.
I want to talk about all the stuff that's been going on during this downtime.
Yeah.
So I've been telling everyone that I'm still reading, still brushing up on stuff that I need to brush up on when it comes to myself, my own personal development. When I'm unable to dream, whether I'm smoking too much weed or I just am really tired that I don't remember my dreams,
mm-hmm.
right before I wake up in the morning is when my guides come in and start talking. So they had different messages for me over this week when it comes to my own personal development. My guides are really, again, I know what this means. They're putting their hand on my shoulder and they're telling me, not quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. And I'm like, well, what's the purpose of waiting? What do I need to see? They started telling me that, again, with me telling everybody that the market, social media, whatever you want to call it, is so oversaturated with people claiming to be metaphysical or spiritual that right now the best thing for me to do is to kind of sit back and let this shit play out for itself.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people during my sessions, when it comes to readings and people reaching out via DM or social media, whatever, however they can get a hold of me, talking about being read by a psychic, a medium, and or someone claiming to be intuitive, and it was all bullshit.
Wow.
And I was like, well, what was the takeaway? And they were like, well, it was just too futuristic. It was too much of telling me of all these great things that were coming into play. And I was like, and not addressing what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah. And I said, what was the takeaway from all that? What did you learn from all that? In their own words, was that was just a way to get me to come back.
Wow.
And I was like, well, what do you mean by that? And they were like, because it was so positive, so futuristic. And so, to me, the way that the woman was describing it was, it just seemed so...
make-believe?
Not make-believe, but so too good, I guess too good to be true, that it really gave them something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the kicker. When I asked this woman, how did you feel about what this person was telling you? And she was like, deep down inside, I knew that they were full of shit, but it was good to hear the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to back myself up to the day before we left to Joshua Tree.
Okay.
You and I met with a couple of our good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there. We were only supposed to be there for like an hour or two, right? We ended up staying there for like almost 4 hours.
Yeah.
And there was deep-ass conversation. And when it comes to a conversation like that, whether it's spiritual, metaphysical, whatever the case may be, I really, really get involved in it because I also want to hear the opinions, the views, the insight from other people that are in the same realm as me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was talking to our friend, who I'm going to have on the show. I can't wait to have her on. And was telling her about my experience when it comes to reading people and my mark that I want to make here and what sets me apart from everybody else. She agreed that that was pretty much how I come across. She likes my directness.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, she's like, it could be a lot for someone to hear a reading from you because it's so direct and it's so... I'm going to go ahead and say honest, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
That sometimes yes, that's what they need to hear, but you might want to leave them something with a little bit more positive on the end. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so going, listening to that a week before we left to the event, to hearing the recent reading that I had from this woman that was telling me that she saw another psychic before that was too woo-woo or too love and light for her, I started thinking to myself, maybe I should find that balance.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Maybe I should give the directness, give the honesty, but also give them something to look forward to afterward.
Mm-hmm.
And so our friend had said, why don't you give them some exercises? Or why don't you kind of tie it up in a pretty bow for them so they can have something to take away and do on their own? So it's not so much of like, here's what's wrong with you, now go fix it.
Yeah.
And here's where I said last time, where I don't know what your process is. And my friend was like, you don't have to tell them what their process is going to be. Give them a couple exercises and have them figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of giving them what they need to hear, but also giving them a little bit more hope and something for them to do on their own. What's the takeaway? Give me homework. And she's like, believe it or not, people really want homework to do. And I started thinking about all the people that I've given readings to and, you know, their number one question, how do I do it? Well, now back to the drawing board and thinking about all this stuff here, I guess what I want to be doing is, yeah, definitely giving them something to look forward to, maybe a little bit of homework here, but I also don't want to pat them on the back
mm-hmm.
if they need that hardcore push.
Yeah.
Because there are some people that actually come to me for that hardcore push.
I think so too.
In a good majority of the time, I swear to you guys, 80% of the time, every one of you fuckers that I read is always saying, Chris, don't hold back. Give it to me and give it to me good. And they were like, don't sugarcoat it. And you know me, for being as direct and as bold as I can possibly be, I also get a little bit nervous and hesitant delivering some of that information because I don't want to come across too hard. So that's another balance that I have to find is making sure that, again, that when they tell me, give it to them hard and give it to them good, to give it to them that way, but at the same time, give them something to look forward to. I don't know how to say that.
I do. Yeah, like going back to you pushing too hard, I think that you judge the situation and the scenario very well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not worried about that at all. But like you were saying, giving them homework, give them something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really good. Like we were talking about before, finding that balance, how to be tactful and how to communicate with your clients a little better than you have.
Right. But also still staying mm-hmm. in my own lane. I can't take how they feel about themselves away from them.
Yeah.
They're just not in the space to listen and or hear about what I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't take away the fact that I hit a nerve.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, you triggered them.
I triggered. I hate that word. I hate that word. We'll use that I triggered them.
You do. And sometimes it's really hard for them to receive that information because it's really painful. It's mm-hmm. really hard to hear.
Exactly. But again, you're in a safe fucking space with me. You're spending all that money to get a psychic reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I would much rather hear what I need to work on and things that are blocking me than made up bullshit. I've said this before.
Mm-hmm.
So again, finding that balance for myself of being direct and hardcore, but also leaving them something to walk away with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a good majority of the time, 99.9% of the time, people walk away with something to hold on to,
mm-hmm.
something that they did not know about themselves before. Because again, I'm going in and I'm telling you something about yourself that no one else knows about.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not claiming to be the end-all be-all when it comes to psychics, but I'm very good at what I do. And it's not ever to point my finger in your face and tell you how horrible you are.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to work through what's holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
So let's jump forward a little bit here. So taking this all into consideration, having my guides come in and talking to me right when I'm getting ready to wake up. And I've said this before, everything that's in the dark will come into light. And I spent so much time thinking about all these, because I do, all these fraudulent people out there that are doing what are claiming to do what I do. And my guides are like, stop worrying about this. And I spread this to Sarah. Because Sarah and I did astrology on the phone the other day.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, she's fucking really good at that.
She is.
So we did some astrology on the phone, and I like to call this an exchange of services. That's the one love and light thing that I'll take from them,
uh-huh.
is the exchange of services. Sarah gave me an astrological reading. I gave her a psychic reading. You and I have had this problem before, and this has been really, really coming up lately when it comes to delivering information. A lot of times people will ask me, if you have a message for somebody, will you deliver it to them?
Mm-hmm.
Only if they ask me to.
Yeah.
And there's a really good really good example here that I'm not going to tell who it is. I'm going to kind of explain
the situation
a little bit. So I have this really good friend that got into a new relationship, didn't tell me anything about the relationship, just got into it. And mind you, nobody has to tell me shit. My friend, just because you're my friend doesn't mean you have to tell me everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. This is where being a friend and being a psychic blurs the lines here. Because a good majority of the time, like I said, all my friends that I have now, I can honestly say the ones that I have now, friends, are ones that I want to keep.
Mm-hmm.
That I really look to as friends. And there are the times where, obviously, towards the end of the night or towards the end of our visit, it leads into psychic insight.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help it. They can't help it either. They want to know. They trust what I have to say.
Yeah.
If you don't ask me for my opinion or my psychic advice on a relationship or a situation that you're getting yourself into, to me, because I am a Taurus, I am direct, I know when to take a hint, to me that's, I don't want to know, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Let me live my life. Agreed. Go do you.
Mm-hmm.
No harm, no fucking foul. They don't want to know. And that's totally understandable. I wouldn't want to know either. I need to learn this on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Allow me the opportunity to go through this experience on my own, authentically, without having any guidance right now, because that's what I need. That's what my friend had told me.
Mm-hmm.
So I had psychically tuned in to the relationship, and I saw it for what it was. And I had a conversation with another friend about the relationship and told her my psychic insight about it. And my friend was like, well, are you going to tell this person? And I was like, no. And she was like, but that's your friend. If you could potentially stop a bad situation from happening, don't you think you should do it? And I was like, no. You have to understand something. She never asked me for my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
She never asked for my advice. To me, that's, I don't want to know. And what good does it do for me to go in there and tell her, now here's the thing. Hey, I had this hit that this could happen. If it was me, and I know the way my friend thinks because we think very much alike,
mm-hmm.
don't tell me about what could possibly happen because everything's going good right now. I don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that I could have said to this person that was going to ever change their mind about the relationship. They wanted to go through it alone. And so I told my other friend, I'm going to bow out of this gracefully and let this person experience what they need to experience, and I will be there for them if they need me afterward.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend didn't understand that because, again, it's another friend. And if this could possibly prevent this person from getting hurt, let's do it. No. Very much like my readings, when I give you a reading and I tell you about futuristic stuff, I can't overstep my boundaries and tell you a lesson that you need to learn and take that experience and or opportunity away from you. That is something that you have to go through. I don't give a fuck whether you look at it as a cop-out or as, maybe you just can't read it. You think whatever the fuck you want to think about that situation. I know better. And I'm not going to take that lesson away from you because that is part of your growth and your evolution. Call it a cop-out if you want. I call it being smart. And again, when my guides tell me no, I know better, right?
Yeah.
And to make a long story short, what I said came into fruition. There was no hex. There was no spell. It wasn't because I put that out there. It happened the way that it was supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I was there to help my friend out, and I explained to her the situation that was going on behind the scenes, and it took everything in me not to cry because I knew how painful this was for her, but in her own fucking words, out of her own beautiful mouth, was, Chris, there's nothing you could have said that was going to change my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost started crying.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you're not mad? And she's like, no, I knew that this friend of mine was going to respect what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, again, that is my process. Had I have been human for a second and listened to what our other friend said,
mm-hmm.
this could have played out completely.
A lot differently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with all due respect, as much as I love this person that I'm friends with, and as much as I love the opinions of all the other friends that we have, and maybe people that are on social media that might, you know, want to know ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
I know what works best for me. And I know how my ability works.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not one of those psychics that likes to meddle in other people's lives.
Yeah.
When it comes to friendships and it comes to all that good stuff, there are boundaries in which I operate, and I cannot go beyond those boundaries out of fear for myself and out of fear for you that you're going to be missing a lesson that you need to learn. And eventually, yes, that lesson will catch up to you. but I also don't want the karma for it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I think for the most part, all your friends know that if they want insight on something, they would ask.
Right.
Because they're all smart enough to be like, you know what? I want to handle this on my own. And they won't ask you. But if they're curious enough, they're always welcome to ask you.
Well, here's the thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Here's the thing. So there's been a couple of incidents where people have continuously, they said they were friends, reached out for readings. Every motherfucking time they've got a hold of me, they asked for a reading.
Mm-hmm.
It always starts off as them telling me what's going on with them, like we're catching up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it leads down to a reading. Name one time, and for those of you that are my friends out there, even clients, people that I mess with on social media, name one time where I said, I have a message to deliver for you.
Uh-huh.
I have something to tell you. My guides were saying X, Y. I have never once overextended myself and told somebody something without them asking me. And there have been times where these so-called friends asked for readings, and just because we're friends does not mean I'm not going to tell you that you're busted, that you've got shit to fucking work on, that you're not immune to lessons. I don't care what you're practicing in your everyday life, what you do for meditation, what you think is soulfully helping you. That's the fucking problem. You're thinking too much. You reach out to me for a reading and it doesn't coincide with what your love and light gurus tell you. That's on fucking you.
Uh-huh.
But make no mistake. Just because you don't like what I have to say, let's take a real good look here. Look how it's affecting your life.
Mm-hmm.
So who's the fucking idiot there?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They know, like, they know what to expect if they're asking you for insight.
Exactly. But then turn around and say, I don't want any more readings. No, bitch. You don't want anybody telling you the truth anymore, and you don't want anybody blowing up your spot and really calling out your character for who you really are. So back to where my guides are talking about, everything that's in the dark will come into light. That's very much true. And so I was talking to Sarah about this. I was like, you know what? All this stuff that's going on here, like I said, will be revealed later. We need to put our fucking blinders on and not worry about all the noise going on the outside here. Because I'm going to get to something really cool here that I don't really believe in, but I will take this message from this one person. Maybe you guys know who this is, that delivered a message back in the early 80s that I fucked with big time. Out of all the bullshit this bitch was talking about, the one message I took away from that, that I felt to be true in my soul and to my core, was people are always searching for Christ, for God, for that God-like energy outside of themselves. That type of, that Christ-like energy that you're trying to look for, that sense of enlightenment, that sense of peace, that sense of being, is all within you. Christ, whatever it is that you choose to believe in, where it's, whether it's Buddha, Jesus, God, little Kim, baby Jesus, the Virgin Mary, whatever you believe in comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
That is who you are. You have the ability to transform and change your life. Nobody else. Yes, just like our friend said, I can give you tips and tools on how to harness that energy in. But let's back up here. I'm giving you tools to do what with?
To improve yourself with.
Okay. And who's using those tools?
You should.
Right. I'm not doing it for you. Wake up, people. Pay attention to this podcast, pay attention to the readings, pay attention to what's coming out of my mouth, because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done and everything is revealed, and I know that sounds like a fucking dramatic quote from like a fucking movie of the future, but it's true. How stupid are you going to feel when it comes time to wherever your maker is at, whether it's hell, heaven, wherever you believe you're going to at the end of your life, when you have to sit there and they ask you, what did you do to deserve to come up here or to be down here? You're going to have to answer to that. And they're going to ask you, what did you do? It's always you.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing this person said was, when the second coming of Christ comes,
mm-hmm.
you know, the apocalypse and like the Antichrist and all this other shit, when Christ walks the earth again, supposedly, whatever, I know that's two different things, the devil coming and then Jesus walking again or whatever. When Christ comes back to walk, it's not necessarily Jesus coming down here. Again, maybe I'm getting too religious. Maybe I'm overstepping my boundaries. But to me, that's a wave of enlightenment. That's when people really wake up. And I've dreamt about this before. That was that dream that I had where all the buildings were burning mm-hmm. and people were crying on the street. There was money falling from the sky, burnt buildings, embers falling, fire, and people crying. And I was not able to speak to them. I was looking at them like, and I was mad. I was like, why are you crying for? Don't act like you didn't know this was going to fucking happen. What did you think was going to happen with your greed and all your fucking bullshit? Mm-hmm. It was going to lead to this. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's you. It has always been you. You have the ability, you have the power to change things, not anybody else. Takeaway from all that shit is at the end of the fucking day, when it's all said and done, you are going to be faced with the one thing that's been holding you back your entire life, which is you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying anything that's not true. If you want to blame a bad relationship, if you want to blame a bad friendship or a bad job, make no fucking mistake. You can get up and walk away at any God-given fucking time you choose to. Make no mistake, again, your ass is chaining yourself to that situation.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody holding you down. Nobody's telling you to stay there. You're doing it on your own. Message from guides about that too is, again, continue doing what you're doing. Now is the time to start putting yourself out there. And I've been saying this since we've been doing the podcast, putting myself out there. It's going to fucking happen. Whatever needed to be done to me physically has been done. I am recovering. I feel like I said, whatever you call the sun poisoning, you can call it a shedding of skin. To me, that's what it represented, because right before all that happened, I kept getting the snake symbol. Mm-hmm. I kept seeing the snake shedding old skin, getting rid of old skin that no longer suits you to make way for new skin. Not trying to get in my own fucking head, but I just told you yesterday, feel my skin on my, people are going to die, on my chest and on my arms. It's softer than it's ever fucking been. I love the way that it fucking feels. That's, to me, again, as hokey as it sounds, that's my transformation.
Uh-huh.
Being confined to a bed for a couple of days to rest isn't such a bad thing, because I'm always on the go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always reading. It just forces me to take this downtime, because now it's time to evolve myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fucking ready for it. Like I've said, whatever happened in Joshua Tree unlocked more than what I was feeling before we even left there.
Yeah.
And now it's our time.
I still feel open from the retreat.
Exactly. And what's funny, though, is that you and I are both fucked up. Yeah. Both of our bodies are... Oh, that's what I want to talk about really fast, too. Before... You guys, I'm not lying. You guys are going to think I'm fucking psycho. I want you guys to reach out, especially for this fucking part right here. I want to know your thoughts on it. All my healers out there, all my people that are sensitive to energy, let me know if you fuck with this. So serious about this. Remember a week and a half ago. No, let's say 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks. Or, yeah, a little over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I had told you I just barely started getting the sun poisoning at that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't full blown yet. I felt off. I remember sitting on my bed. You were in the room. And I told you, it feels like there's a wave of radiation that fucking hit the earth. I could feel it penetrating my body. And the only way, and your sister... her boyfriend, and you used to give me shit about this all the time. I never put my laptop on my body directly. If I'm going to use my laptop, there's at least two pillows underneath the laptop to keep the, this is my own way of thinking, I know it's psycho, to keep the radiation from my body from the computer. And people I've heard say before, it doesn't emit that much radiation. Well, you fucking believe what you want. When you can't have kids or your fucking dick is twisted like a pretzel, you let me know how that fucking worked out for you. I can't go around the microwave either, because it gives me a fucking headache. So the only way I can describe that wave of radiation is when I'm on my phone for too long and my fingers start to ache from the radiation from the phone and also the radiation from the computer. But I felt that through my entire body. And I told you, there is a release of radiation that just fucking hit us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel good. And you were like, what do you mean? And I was like, it just feels like radiation. And how do you feel now?
Yeah, I felt like... I see what you're talking about, because it's just the way my body is, you know, for the past couple of weeks. Like, ugh, it feels different. It doesn't feel good, and it feels like it's going through some changes.
It feels radiated, doesn't it? I don't know. I mean, maybe the words that I choose to use are different than what you choose to use, but that's the only way I can describe it, is this flush of radiation. And maybe there was solar storms or solar flares that were hitting the earth at that time, but right around that time, the sun was super strong. Strong enough for me to get the sun poisoning underneath my clothes and reacted in a way that has never reacted before.
Mm-hmm.
I never had that amount of bumps on me before. Now my fucking foot's fucked up. Now it's leaning over to my left foot. Not as bad as the right foot. it just caused these fucking changes. And again, maybe you guys think I'm crazy, but for those of you that are sensitive to the energy out there, let me know what you think. It's about a little over 2 weeks ago that this happened. Right before the event in Joshua Tree is when that energy, I'd say the week before is when the energy hit me that I felt. I was like, there's something off here. I feel it. There's like a wave, an influx of radiation that hit the earth. I don't know. You guys, let me know what you think. I'm dying to hear about that. But yeah, that's the time and space that I'm in right now when it comes to my thought process here. I know this episode is probably going to be a little bit boring to you guys, but these are just thoughts from my head to yours about what I've been feeling and lessons that I've been learning here. So let's just sum it all up here. Again, I am not going to be out there. It's not that I'm not going to stop talking shit. I'm going to continue doing what I do, being direct, being bold here. And I guess just as much as I don't want to say this, lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
You will fucking see. I'm not playing around anymore. I'm going to bring the realness to where it needs to be. And this next event that Sarah's planning here,
I can't wait for it.
I think she's planning, I mean, I don't want to give it away, but I'm just going to throw this out there. She can slap me if she wants to. New Mexico. And I'm ready for that fucking shit. If it was this powerful this time around, next time it's going to be even more. And I'm ready for it. I'm ready to take those people that are ready to evolve and grow, take them to the next level along with myself here. For those of you that are slow to warm to, again, no harm, no foul. But the first thing you need to do is start being fucking truthful with yourself. The more that you continue to lie to yourself, the more that you hide behind a mask, is the more resentment you're going to have towards yourself later on. Because the coulda, shoulda, woulda would have been done already. I wish I would have taken care of this. I wish I would have changed that. Don't be a fucking idiot and so far up your own fucking ass that you can't even see out of your own asshole. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking ridiculous. So again, the power is within you. You have the ability, not me, not anybody else here. I can help guide and mentor you and tell you what's blocking you and tell you things that you need to hear. Maybe some confirmation, some reassurance about what you should be doing and where you would like to see yourself going.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I can give you the insight. I cannot take you there. Yeah. It's all you. And start realizing that. Start stepping into your own power. Even these intention spells that I do. I just did one for a friend the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she could vouch for this later on. But how powerful that fucking energy is. Because again, the power of intention comes from
yourself.
It's only going to be as strong as the energy that you put into it.
Mm-hmm.
And when people really start focusing on letting go and they have something to look at there, maybe this is what our friend was talking about the takeaway there, something to look at and something to remind them of where they're at or what they need to grow from in front of their face helps them out tremendously.
Yeah.
And there was a negativity release spell that we did. There was a coming into power spell or reclaiming our power. Mm. And there was also a letting go, a release of how you are feeling. And people swear by it.
I want her on the show to discuss how that went.
Exactly. I want her to. And like I said, over and over again before, when I give readings, it's to confirm what it is that you are going through. If there are futuristic hits that I can give you that would confirm what's coming, I'm down to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also down to read your past life, like I've said before, and tell you what's been holding you back over lifetimes. But I'm not going to gas you up and tell you that you were some warrior princess in a past life, only to come back here and to be meek and full of shit. It ain't happening. We need to grow from the lessons that we need to learn. I don't know why I'm talking so melancholy on this episode. I almost sound like a fucking psychiatrist. But we need to grow from our lessons. We need to really be truthful with ourselves and not be afraid to admit what is wrong with us. Because at the end of the day, who's going to fix that for us? At what point are you going to allow yourself to be happy, blissfully, authentically, truthfully happy to your own core? Get out of your own fucking way.
Yeah.
So anything that you want to leave us with, I know that we're almost out of time here.
No, just everything that you're saying just resonates with me because I'm so close to you and I see everything that's going on. I think that your listeners would understand and see where you're coming from with it. And they just relate to your message.
Right. I had some really powerful readings over this week. Jesus, you guys, men have been coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
Men have been coming up for readings. One was on Skype. And to see their expression, again, when a man, I'm not saying women don't do this here, but again, my own personal victory is to break down a man to their core and get him to see. not hurt them or fuck with them, not to manipulate them, but when a man tells me, the fuck do you know this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little spooked out. I need to stop for just 1 second. But yeah, more men are reaching out, and I'm talking about men, without giving it away here, that are in industries, not the entertainment industry, that would blow your fucking mind. These are people that you would never think would want a session.
Mm-hmm.
But even those people are looking for guidance and insight.
Mm-hmm.
Even the people that we idolize sometimes and look up to on television, books, whatever the case may be, whoever you look up to is fucked up in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
And those people have been coming to me. Here's where ego comes in. I'm going to be just a little egotistical here. Come to me for the truth. They're like, just give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of people that were ready for readings reached out and was like, my friend just told me about their reading. I can't. And I'm like, why? I honestly don't think I'm ready to hear what you have to say. The very first thing that I tell people before I give them a reading, just back up one more time here, I'm never going to discuss death, which means your own death or somebody else's death.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never discuss anything that's going to scare the shit out of you. Don't be afraid. For as much shit as I talk here, as long as you're truthful and you tell me to go with kid's gloves with you, I'll do it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but I will be a little bit more tactful and mindful of my approach because I know that you're looking for it. But at the same time, I already know that going into the reading.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid. Fear and hesitation is why you're in the position that you're in right now. Believe me, motherfucker, I speak from experience when it comes to that. But there is no more fear. There is no more hesitation when it comes to me. I am fucking ready. Let's do this. Like, seriously. Like, I'm telling you right now, it's hokey and as gimmicky as it sounds right now. I don't know any other way for the next step other than to show. Mm-hmm. That's the next step, is to show. And the hits that I've been getting, and I don't want to say channeling because I don't channel, but being able to tap more into myself when I'm completely removed from myself is a whole other experience for me. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like being able to give a reading, but also think about and talk about what's going on in my personal life as I'm giving the reading and incorporating the lesson that I need to incorporate from the reading that I'm giving to the person into my life at the same time that I'm delivering the message to them is something that I'm getting used to now because the energy is so strong. Just like in Joshua Tree, I'm almost done. 5 readings back to back with no break in between. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
That's my gift. That's my ability. I do, not from ego here, I don't need that downtime. Am I drained afterward? Maybe like an hour afterward when everything starts catching up to me. But in the moment, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's knock out as many readings as we can here.
Your downtime's now.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking advantage of it. For those of you that are wanting confirmation about what your next step is, do yourself a favor, go within, ask yourself that, because your gut reaction, how you feel on the inside, should be what guides you. Excluding the fear and hesitation, you know yourself better than anybody else knows you. Allow yourself the opportunity to heal, grow, learn, absorb, incorporate, and project outward here. Remember this, it is your life, it is your time. You do what you want to do with your life. Fuck what everybody else is saying, fuck all the bullshit that's going on around you. Reclaim your energy, reclaim your life, and put blinders on. If you have family issues and you're getting your life together right now, you're in the process of going down your path, you know what you need to do. I'm not telling you to shut your family out for the rest of your life like I've done. Completely different fucking story. But for the time being, those motherfuckers are going to continue to be miserable pieces of shit. There is nothing you can do for them at this space and time. Move your ass and get on with your life. They will be in the same spot when you come back to check on them after you're completing your fucking journey. Leave them where they're at. Stop worrying about shit out of your control and that has nothing to do with you. That's my message today, because that's what's holding people back. What about my job? I can't leave my mom and my sister and my brother behind. I can't do this. Well, then you know what? That I can't bullshit is the reason why you're jogging in the same spot. Your soul, your essence, your presence is that irritation, that depression, and that anxiety that you're having over the situation telling you it's time to move, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
they're putting situations in front of you to make you take a left instead of a right.
And what boggles my fucking mind is that when people ask for confirmations or signs, before you even think about reaching out to a psychic, why don't you look at what's in front of you first? Maybe you could help yourself out first. And if you still need the guidance, reach out. But make no fucking mistake. It starts and it ends with you. Everybody in between is a guide, confirmation, and or lesson for you.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the happiness and the sadness and the good times there. But it is always you. Enjoy your life. Make the most of it. Be your own God. Be your own Jesus. Be your own Buddha. And if you're me, be your own little Kim. You know what I'm saying? Like, be you and do you. Enjoy this life. No more fear. No more depression. No more hesitation. No more chaining yourself to somebody that is not worthy of you and that doesn't even see your worth. That's your fucking sign right there. What good does it do to be depressed over some dumb motherfucker that doesn't want you? Have some dignity. Have some self-fucking respect. If your career ain't going anywhere, go bigger. Go harder. Looking for dick? Looking for pussy? Beautify yourself. Put yourself out there. Go for dick that you normally wouldn't go for. Grab a pussy that you never grabbed before.
That's terrible.
Trump. Whatever it is that you want to do, go for it. Do what makes you happy. Do whatever it takes to evolve and change your life. It's nothing I have not ever said before.
Yeah.
I'm preaching today. I am here to change lives. Allow me the opportunity to help change your life, or at least give you the insight that you need to change your life. I don't want the credit for it, but I don't want to hear the excuses either, and I don't want you giving yourself excuses anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm good with today's episode. Good. I think I said all that I needed to say on today's episode, especially about how I've been feeling lately.
Mm-hmm.
And again, one more time, I'm summing it up here. I'm putting blinders on. All the outside noise. I don't got time for friendships right now, except for the ones that I have right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I got to move and groove. I got to take us to the next step. So do you. We need to go. We've got things that we need to be doing right now.
Yeah.
No more holding ourselves back. We haven't been holding ourselves back. My guides have been holding us back with this rest and relaxation. We get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm resting. I'm relaxing. I'm also writing. I'm also trying to stay mental and trying to not let the pain get to me.
Mm-hmm.
But this is perfect downtime for me. It's exactly what I needed. I'm going to complete Libra season with a whole new look. Because guess what's right around the corner? Scorpio season. And for my astrologers out there, Sarah, I'm waiting for you to give me this. When Scorpio season hits, that activates my 10th house of career in the public. And I just know there's going to be opportunity coming into play here. And it's going to set us up for a good 2020.
I can't wait. And Sarah needs to get on the show too.
Sarah needs to come on. There's a couple other people that I want. I want Joyce Adams.
Uh-huh.
You guys take a look at Joyce Adams. This girl needs her own YouTube channel with all this amazing food that she makes. I want Joyce on here. Got to have Marissa back on too.
Yeah.
Got to check out my baby doll. I got to do some hip hop with her. There's so much shit going on with this Tekashi 6ix9ine stuff. I got to talk to her about this shit. One thing about Tekashi 6ix9ine, let's do a little bit of pop culture and then I'm done. I swear to God. The snitch stuff. I've been saying about Tekashi since the very beginning. I'm old school. I rolled with gangsters back in the day. I'm talking about hardcore gangsters. I know, as queer and as gay as I am
now,
I know the code of the streets. And I was talking to Marissa about this, and she was like, you know, these are grown men extorting this kid. And I said, she's like, I've never been that hood type of chick,
mm-hmm.
that street mentality. I don't know the codes of the street. I'm not a hood person right now anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I was never too far gangster. I hung around a lot of gangster guys. My family has that shit in them.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up around it. I know how that works. The one thing I never did was snitch.
Mm-hmm.
You don't snitch. And I don't know how gangsters roll this time, but I'm telling you right now, he would not have lasted 48 hours if this was back in the day. That's my thought on it. I've always known that kid was a fraud. I've always known there was something wrong with that fucking kid. And I knew that he was there for publicity. And we'll see. We'll see what happens with him. But I want to ask her about Tekashi.
Uh-huh.
I want to have her back on. I want to have, there's two surprise guests that I want to have on too that I'm dying to have. Oh, three.
There's a few.
There's three surprise guests that I want to have on. So we're moving and grooving. We're evolving. We're growing. Look out for the business opportunity that I'm going to be putting out there. That's a side hustle from the psychic stuff here. That's something that I've been wanting to get my feet wet. Something that I've been wanting to do for the longest fucking time. It's finally coming into fruition. So look out for that. My people that won the contest did not forget about you. Just got done doing the event. Had to have this downtime for my physical health here. I will get to you probably next week to get the ball rolling,
mm-hmm.
because it's time to start tying shit up before the end of the year.
Yeah.
So for those of you, speaking of tying up shit for the end of the year, for those of you that are looking for a positive 2020, want to know what it has in store for you, want to know what lessons you need to overcome before we get into that new year so you can be fresh, free, and ready to go, hit me up for a half-hour session. A half-hour session, like I've said over and over again in Chris time, is not just 30 minutes. Don't worry about the time. Let me worry about it. It could go anywhere up to 30 to 45 minutes. If you need more time than that, we can discuss it at the time of your session. We can up that to an hour, but start off with a half-hour session at 150. Let's discuss what's holding you back. Let's see if you're being true and authentic to yourself, and let's blow out the smoke and mirrors that you're putting up. For those of you that are looking to see this glimpse of glamour that I'm putting out this Libra season, for those of you wanting to know more about these quotes that I'm putting out, feel free to visit my social media outlets at Psychic Chris M. Again, that's at Psychic Chris M. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Take a look and see what's going on. For those of you that want to drop show ideas, that want to talk about this wave of radiation that hit almost 3 weeks ago, want to discuss your ability, want to know more about my ability, got ghost stories that you want me to share, any insight, anything that you want to throw my way, hit me the fuck up. AskInYourHead@gmail.com. Again, that's AskInYourHead@gmail.com. Even if it's just to say hi, I want to hear from you. So I think I'm good on today's episode.
You got a lot off your chest.
I did. Let's welcome Libra season. Let's do what we came here to do. And let's make for a fucking fantastic dark Scorpio season.
I can't wait.
So this is Chris Medina with In Your Head Podcast with my sidekick Jay saying we are out.
Bye.